Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Ultramatic Feeders, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, what do you say we head down to the good old Lake Fork and check in with my buddy guide, catfish guide, Shannon Wheeler, see what's happening. I think I already know what's going on, but it'd be good to hear it from Shannon. Shannon, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Luke. Thanks for calling, man.
I didn't mean to be a smart aleck there, but I've been looking at those Facebook posts of the catfish Cadillac down there, your boat, and I've been seeing bunches and bunches of catfish coming in. I thought everybody'd enjoy kind of getting a catfish update from you, Shannon.
Yeah, that's no problem, Luke. You know, this time of the year, they're out in the deeper water on Fork. You know, that's
yep.
really the only lake that I fish. But
right.
We've been finding them in 26 to 30 foot of water right now, and probably will through end of October, early November.
Yeah. Well, the bite has been good, and I tell you, you've been posting some pictures. You and other folks down there fishing for catfish are some good size channel cat. It looks to me like, I don't know, are you, as a rule, catching more bigger ones right now, or is it about average?
Well, we've put some larger fish in the boat the last few weeks. But you've got to keep those holes baited. The more you bait those holes, the
yep.
larger fish will show up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And some of the holes, of course, being a guide, you have to, you could go out there and catch fish, I'm sure, with just some cattle range cubes and just head out and bait up a place and catch them. But you know, your goal as a guide and all the other guides, you know, you want to take somebody there and you want them to be there waiting on you. So do you bait pretty regularly? That might be something that could help some people. Different spots, I mean, do you go back and freshen it up fairly regular?
Yes, sir, we do. If we're going to start out at just a whole new spot that we've never fished, we're going to go the first day and we're going to drop a whole bag of range cubes over that hole and a little bit of sour grain
mm-hmm.
and just leave.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back the next day and see if there's some fish there and then throw another bag.
Like a whole bag, right? I mean, a bunch of them.
A whole bag.
Yep,
yes,
50
sir.
Pounds, right.
Bag.
Yep.
Yes, sir. If the fish are showing up and then
mm-hmm.
after that, we'll bait it, you know, once every 2 or 3 days just to keep them in the area. And right before a trip, we'll bait it pretty heavily a day or two before, really 2 days before. We normally don't bait the day before a trip
mm-hmm.
for the simple fact we want them hungry when we get there.
Exactly. Yeah, makes sense too, Shannon. You know, I've noticed this, and I know as a long-time cat fisherman and a guide that you see it regularly, I've caught catfish over holes baited with, say, sour grain or range cubes, whatever. Caught them and they were chock full. You wonder how they could eat any more, but they do, don't they? I mean, they can be hitting those range cubes and still be aggressively hitting the stubby's bait when you put it down there sometimes.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, they'll just gorge themselves. They don't mind eating, that's for sure.
That's it. Well, as an old outdoor rider and fisherman, I love to catfish. You and I, Stubby and Seth and all of us, have fished together a lot through the years. But at Fork, really, as far as size of channel catfish, I see it as being, as a general rule, you know, bigger catfish there than on a lot of lakes, on average, I'm talking about, you know?
Yes, sir. I took a couple that fishes Lake Palestine quite often the other day, and about halfway through the trip, I asked him, I said, Don, you know, is this what you were expecting, you know, the quality of the fish compared to Palestine? He said, man, I don't get to keep the ones that you're throwing back. The ones that I keep aren't near as big as ones you're throwing back.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I mean, not now. If I was hungry for some catfish and I catch I'll eat whatever's legal, and most people will too. But it is nice to to consistently hang into. People talk about a two and a half pound, honest 2.5 pound channel catfish is a dang nice fish. You know, it really is. But I do realize y'all every now and then, course of a week's fishing, you know, you'll catch them, you know, 6-8 pounds sometimes, don't you?
Yes, sir. In the last 2 weeks, I've had probably 3 or 4 8-pound fish and probably 10 5- to 6-pound fish in the boat. My personal favorite to fillet is about a 15- to 17-inch fish.
You better believe it. That's true. Those are well, they've got, as we would say, they've got some shoulders to them. You know, the fillets, when you fillet them, there's plenty of meat on there, but a great big, the big heavy ones. I have noticed on the bigger catfish sometimes, a channel catfish, most of them, many of them, have a little, not very much, little yellow fat line on the outside, right, on the perimeter there of the fillet, which is one swick of the knife and it's gone. But a lot of people don't even worry about removing it. You know, I always cut that little bitty yellow fat line off. But the bigger the fish, the bigger the channel catfish, as a rule, if they're eating good, the bigger the line there, that's the fat line, right?
Yes, sir. The way Stubby has taught me to clean those fish for our customers is cut that yellow out, and a lot of times there's a red line
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the fillet. And what I found on those bigger fish, by the time you cut the yellow out, you get that red line out of there
mm-hmm.
that tastes terrible.
Yep.
By the time you get through trimming that fillet up, you could have had the same amount of meat on a 15-inch fish, and you could have left that larger fish in there for breeding purposes.
That's a good point, a very good point, and I know exactly what you're talking about. That line on these bigger channel catfish, and we're getting into catfishology a little deep, a little more than scratching the surface here, but a lot of our catfishermen will really relate to what we're talking about. But that line down the middle of that fillet you're talking about, you know, like on a sandblast or a striper or a hybrid striper, scale fish, if you'll don't run the fillet knife right down on the skin, run it up just a little bit. But a catfish is a little different. Do you, on those bigger ones, do you usually cut that fillet lengthwise down the middle to get that line out? Or do you just try to trim it off the surface of it?
Well, it's all by how it looks. You know, you can tell by looking how deep
mm-hmm.
that line goes. We try to get on one side, cut a V,
mm-hmm.
and then go to the other side and cut a V and pull that that red meat out. Sometimes it comes out just like a zipper.
Exactly.
It comes right out.
Yep.
But sometimes it runs deep, and then you end up with a big fillet that turns into a real small fillet by the time it's fit to eat.
Yep, yep. So your theory is, and I've never really thought about it like that, but I'm always learning something new, fishing and hunting both. Say a 14-15-inch fish, not going to have that pronounced lateral line so much. And by the time you get through filleting him, you'll probably wind up with more crunchy catfish fillets in the basket, right?
Yes, sir. I know it sounds weird. But
no, but no, I've just actually, I just started thinking about it, and I've done it myself. I've filleted, 6-8 pound channel catfish, and when you get through, you look at it, and anybody that knows about catfish, I want to cut the little yellow fat out of it every time, but those big ones, I usually cut them right down the middle and cut that notch out of there, and you lose a lot. Well, Stubby's catfish bait, I know that you and Mr. Stubby, that and many people down there, that's what you guys use, and when I'm fishing with you, that's what I use down there. Pretty close to bottom, I'm going to guess.
Yes, sir, we are. We're going dead to the bottom and one half to no more than one turn up.
Okay.
A lot of times you got to have it about just barely bumping the bottom with a wave.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and
yep.
And then sometimes that makes all the difference in the world.
It does. As a rule, is the bite pretty aggressive, or does that change day to day, Shannon?
Usually on this, with this bait, you know, of course you fish with us, you know, we don't use any wave.
Yep.
the bite is pretty subtle.
Mm-hmm.
They'll kind of nibble on that bait. You feel like they're nibbling on it, but what they're doing when you feel those little tap taps, that's their little whiskers trying to see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pull down on that rod, and they don't jerk on it. Every now and then they'll jerk, but most of the time they'll pull that rod tip down, you know, 1 to 2 inches, and that's when you set the hook. And it's hard to tell the difference in the bite on a 12-inch fish and an 8-pound fish.
You're right. You're exactly right. Well, Shannon, myself and everybody listening always appreciates the tips from, you know, somebody out there doing it. I would like you to leave a number for somebody. Shannon Wheeler wants to go down there and catch a bunch of these good-eating channel catfish. How do they reach you?
Luke, my telephone number is 903-987-2315. You can also follow me on Facebook. It's just my name, Shannon Wheeler from Gladewater, Texas. And then we also have a Stubby's Cheese Bait Catfish Forum there on Facebook, and we post updates. And, you know, we try to make it easier for our customers. And you don't have to use our bait. We try to help everyone.
Yep, you do. I know that for a fact. Well, Shannon, thank you a lot, buddy, and I'll let you get back out there and get after them. How about it?
Luke, I appreciate the call. Have a great day, my friend.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.